Hi, Sue. This is Mariah and Ty calling from X92.9. It's Calgary's Alternative. Thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Well, thanks for reaching out. I'm happy to talk with you guys. How's it going?
It's going really good. It's going really good. I was super happy when I got your email because I don't know if you know, Ty and I are still kind of new residents to Calgary. We've only been here for a year. And I was unaware of these types of initiatives that were in Calgary. And I thought myself as a young woman, this is such a great thing to know about. So we just wanted to say thanks for taking the time. So you're the CEO of YW Calgary?
I am. Yes, you bet.
How long has YW Calgary been around for? And just kind of curious what your main mission is and what your community aspect is right now. I know you guys are in the middle of getting a new kind of space created.
Yes, we are. You know what? We look pretty good for a fairly old organization. We've actually, YW Calgary has been around for 112 years.
Oh my God.
And so it's, you know, as a YWCA, we've evolved over the years, which is a number of years ago, we shortened it to YW. And we are an organization that's really dedicated to helping women and their families thrive in our community. And so we offer a diverse number of programs around, you know, whether it's everything from child development programming and child care to housing to counseling, just really all about helping women and their families in Calgary.
Sue, while I'm on the phone here as well with you, you might not have noticed that yet, but I've been quiet. Can you tell us about what this new setup is going to be able to achieve for you guys?
You bet. So right now, we are in the middle of an exciting new build, which is our new family violence shelter. So this is an emergency shelter for women and children who are fleeing a domestic violence situation. And this new shelter is all about inclusivity. So it is a space that has flexibility for larger families. It's a space that welcomes pets, which is very leading edge. We know that women who are leaving situations like that, you know, often will have pets and don't want to leave them behind or don't leave a dangerous situation because they don't want to leave their pets. So it's really about new leading edge space that will make it something that will help women, and they will see themselves being able to come to us in that time of need. And so we are inviting Calgary to help us complete this space by doing a campaign called Donate This Much Space.
I saw on Instagram that campaign, and I thought that was fabulous. You guys had your boards, your poster boards that you were holding up to show how much that would go back towards you building this new space. And as an animal lover, both Ty and I love that mm-hmm. you're able to kind of redefine what family means and include everybody in the home there. That's so incredible. Now tell me, this is a stat I saw on your website. Is this true? CPS respond to 2 domestic violence calls per hour, every day. Is that true?
That is true. And you know, those calls, and that's only one outreach, right? I mean, that's someone who's in a situation who calls CPS. So that is only one measure. There are times when women and women are reaching out to maybe a friend in crisis. They may be reaching out directly to us. So we know that that's on the smaller end of what the need is in our community. And so we know that need is great. And I love how you just said that about redefining families, because we do know that pets are part of the family. We know that families are larger, and we know that you know, we need more space. And so that's why this campaign is so important.
Wow, that's absolutely excellent. Yeah, I agree with everything you said. You never know what somebody's family's situation is defined as, right? Who's living with who and who needs to be taken along to a safer place. Just quickly, Sue, I wanted to ask you, because you've been around for so long, what are some of like the success outcomes that you see from people who come to your shelter, and how long are they maybe staying with you guys? Like, what's the aftermath of a situation like that?
You know, I think I've been here for over a dozen years now, personally, with YW Calgary. So there's so many stories that inspire me and make me want to be here every day enthusiastically. And I think part of it is hearing stories about how women have come to us in, you know, the darkest days, and we'll reach back out afterwards and say, you may not know this, but I was that person 10 years ago, and now this is what I'm doing and how I'm thriving. Or a woman who will say, I was staying in your transitional housing, which is meant just for single women or lone mothers in our hub building, and their children weren't with them because they weren't allowed to have their kids until they got their feet back underneath them. And so hearing stories about women who said, because of YW, my children are back with me. You know, those are the inspiring stories and what that means to really bring families back together, to your point, whatever that family looks like in a community that's, you know, wanting to help them. So, and that's really about, you know, YW, it takes a community, and we're very fortunate to be in Inglewood and have neighbors and people supporting us throughout Calgary to help these families.
Well, chatting with Sue from YW Calgary. Sue, what's a great way for people to get involved if they want to help out? And, like, what's the easiest way to donate to you guys?
You know what? The easiest way is to just go to our campaign website, which is donatethismuchspace.ca. And so, you know, on our YW Calgary space, or you can see where you can scan and be able to do what you can. And so when you go to donatethismuchspace.ca, you can have some fun with how much I give and what does that mean space-wise. And every contribution helps. And we just welcome everyone because it takes a village, and Calgary is the place to be when you have these types of initiatives, because we just care about each other here. So thank you.
Well, you took the words out of my mouth. Everything that you said, you have made very apparent that you're very passionate about what you guys do. You're so well spoken. And I'm so happy to know about this initiative in Calgary as a new Calgarian. So we hope to get the word out about your mission, Sue. Thanks for chatting with us today.
I really appreciate it. Thank you, and welcome to Calgary.